This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just happened, Dolphins, according to reports. Moving on from Mike McDaniel, the former Browns receivers coach under Kyle Shanahan, guy whose name appeared in reports about a possible Kevin Stefanski replacement if the Browns were going to move on from Kevin Stefanski. I'm Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin sitting over here. Nice sweater, by the way. I like that a lot.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, you know, it's always important to make sure you wear good-looking clothing now that you're on
YouTube. Now that we're on YouTube, yeah. Terry Pluto from the Plain Dealer Cleveland.com. Author of Why Can't This Team Just Find a Quarterback? He's going to join us at 11:20. Dano, new report out.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. With John Harbaugh available and Dolphins owner Stephen Ross's ties to the family, he now looms as a key candidate for Miami. A reason to fire a coach with the thought that they could get Harbaugh. That's from Ian Rappaport.
And keep in mind, along with the Falcons, they also need a general manager. So John Harbaugh could go in and be chief bottle washer of the entire organization. Here's who I want as my GM. Here's what I want, you know, on my staff. Harbaugh could go in there and just do it. And, of course, Jim Harbaugh, former head coach at Michigan, Stephen Ross, big money to Michigan. There's all that.
Is this a good year to be looking for a job?
If you're Kevin, if you're John Harbaugh, maybe if you're Mike McCarthy. Yeah, it's a real good time to get a job. Mike Florio was with us yesterday, and Florio said, Andy, that he thought this would be a difficult year for guys who don't have head coaching experience.
Not one of those guys was a coordinator. Those are all guys that are head coaches now.
Yeah. And Florio thought those guys would have an advantage during this stretch. So here's the total right now. 25% of the NFL looking for a head coach. Browns, Ravens, Dolphins, Raiders, Titans, Cardinals, Giants, Falcons. That's serious. Browns are interviewing Jim Schwartz today. Also interviewing the guy that people don't know that much about because he hasn't been around that long, and that's Tommy Rees, offensive coordinator for the Browns, play caller for the Browns after Kevin gave it up for a second year in a row, which was really not a great idea, I don't think. But even regardless, he gave up play calling 2 years in a row. And the word in New York is Kevin is not interested in calling plays moving forward as a head coach. That's what the New York Post reported from their sources. Mm. So that, I thought, was interesting. Who's Tommy Rees? Well, he's a former quarterback at Notre Dame and played quarterback at Notre Dame for most of 4 years. Didn't play, I think, his sophomore year a whole lot. He was injured. And then he quickly went into coaching. He was a graduate assistant at Northwestern and then took a job in the NFL as an offensive assistant, and you're going to love this, in 2016 with the Chargers under head coach Mike McCoy. And on that staff in 2016 in San Diego, the offensive coordinator was Ken Wisenhunt. The wide receiver coach was a gentleman named Nick Sirianni.
Huh.
The quarterback coach was a gentleman named Shane Steichen. And the defensive quality control coach, young guy, cutting his teeth, a guy named Chris Shula.
Really?
So two guys who are head coaches now and one who might be.
They were playing in University Heights or they were playing in San Diego?
They were in San Diego.
Wow.
And the general manager of that team, does this mean anything? Was Tom Telesco, John Carroll grad, who reportedly has been in conversations with the Browns about some type of a role in the front office. He was in San Diego as GM when Tommy Rees was out there.
Gotcha.
Well, after that gig in San Diego, Tommy went to Notre Dame for 3 years, three as quarterback coach. This was under Brian Kelly. Kelly left, wanted to take him to LSU. Tommy said, and stuck on with Marcus Freeman for a while. And then went to Alabama as offensive coordinator to work with Nick Saban. Nick's last year. Alabama. Little Bugs Bunny reference there.
Oh, no, I was doing Forrest Gump.
No, I was doing Bugs Bunny.
Go back.
Alabama.
What was the Beaumont or not Beaumont?
And then he was tight end passing game coordinator here last year and then offensive coordinator this year. He is, all we keep hearing about is how highly regarded Tommy Rees is, and he could be your Sean McVay. Really young guy who gets hired, offense. I mean, you see the, I hate it when I see this word thrown out about anybody. Savant. Offensive savant.
I'd like to hear Shador come out and say what he thinks of him.
He's 33 years old.
Can you press 3, please?
33 years old.
I got on the wrong way. I was trying to go up to 24 and back down to 3.
Hablo español?
No.
I don't have any idea what it is you were just saying.
I feel like we're in an elevator right
now. What do you think about Tommy Rees? What would you think if the Browns came out and said, here's our guy? He's the guy who
was
the offensive coordinator for an offense that just stunk.
There you go. How's that sound? I don't think he's ready. I don't.
Sean McVay wasn't ready.
I don't care. I don't think he's ready.
Mike Tomlin wasn't ready.
Was Mike Tomlin coaching special teams? No, he was coaching
defensive backs. I think he had 1 year. He's going to be DC in Minnesota.
I just don't think he's ready. Be honest. I think I'd like
to see
him.
Are you saying
get
that only
year.
Because of age?
No, I just saw our offense. I saw our offense this year, and
didn't call the plays until later. He was the coordinator.
I know, and so you've got young quarterbacks, and he called plays for Sanders. I'm just not there.
And Gabriel.
Well,
no, he didn't call him for Gabriel. No. That was Kevin. But he coordinated the offense.
I'm not there. I think he needs another year of experience. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
I will say he is a much more Haslam hire than Jim Schwartz, based on the guys that they've hired.
Who's making the call on this, though? Who is it? Andrew?
It's Jimmy Haslam.
Well, is it?
Jimmy made the call on Deshaun Watson, right? That's the theory.
Yeah. He's also made the call on other quarterbacks. Johnny Manziel, right?
On quarterbacks, yeah. But, you know, think about the guys. Think about the guys the Browns have hired under the Haslams in these coaching searches. All but one, no head coaching experience. The only one who did was Hugh, and it wasn't much. Jadzinski, Pettine, Hugh Jackson, Freddie Kitchens, Kevin Stefanski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coordinators. Although Hugh had a year. Tommy Reese is a much, much more Haslam type of hire than Jim Schwartz. And the Browns analytics department, even without Paul DePodesta, considered one of the biggest in the NFL, and they really buy into the analytics. Boy, the analytics would tell you, go hire the 33-year-old coordinator and, you know, hang on because he's going to be Sean McVay.
True.
Would it not?
I'm not buying that, though.
At least all those guys were calling plays for a season. That's my only thing with Tommy Reese.
Tommy Reese called plays at Notre Dame. He called plays at Alabama. Does that mean anything? It's as close to the NFL as you get.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm a no on Tommy Reese, but that's just because I watch this offense.
Yeah, that's why. It's nothing against
him personally. It's I can't separate Tommy Reese from this offense either.
I can't. So we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks he should be the head coach here.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Even if you think he's some kind of wunderkind. That's fantastic.
He needs another year.
Let him blossom somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then, oh, we had Tommy Reese, and look.
There's one person who is going to do that. And I'm looking at him.
I don't do that.
Pish.
You're Mr. We had Kyle Shanahan and we let him leave.
No.
You know who else we had?
I said we had Kyle Shanahan and he went Martin Luther. That's what I end up saying because it makes me laugh every time.
We had Mike Vrabel and didn't lock him in the bathroom.
The locks are on the inside.
No, the door on the outside has a key lock. In case you want to shut down the whole room. It's true.
But he could have got out. You'd have had to have put like a master lock on it. And
What if there was no toggle on the inside?
Well, I'm sure there is. I mean, there's always...
You know? You've never seen a door that doesn't have a toggle on
both
sides?
There's always a toggle on the inside. If it's locked, you got to get out.
That's not necessarily
You can't get locked in from the outside.
Do you want to let him know that that's not always true? What about prison doors?
I wouldn't know, Andy.
I'm just saying, Jeff.
Bob's in Garfield. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're okay.
All right, good. Let me ask you this. Haslam and Barry are going to pick this coach, right?
I don't know. I'm kind of kicking this around. Who's on that? Is Charles Woodson on the staff? You think Charles Woodson's on the selection committee?
Part owner.
Guys, I don't care if we pick Don Shula, Mike McCarthy, Tom Landry. As long as Jimmy Haslam's in charge up there, we're never going to get a good coach, and he's going to run this team. He's picking all these picks. He picked Deshaun. He picked Johnny Manziel. I mean, these are guys he wants. Until he steps aside and just be an owner, we're never going to have a good head coach. And I'm not sure if Andrew Berry, yes, he had a good year this year, but you take a look at overall, he's not the guy. A good draft is not the first year. A good draft is years from now. So we'll never know exactly how this draft is.
First, that wasn't his
sure
first
does
year.
Look good.
No, he's just talking about you can't judge a draft just on one year.
Okay, I got it.
And Bob,
exactly.
Bob, you're one of the few people who have said that. You're accurate on that.
And it's got to go down the road, and I just don't think he's our guy because his other previous picks have not panned out very well.
I know Jeff gets mad at me, but if he truly had nothing to, if he didn't have a whole lot to do with Deshaun Watson, they took 3 first round picks from him.
And three other picks,
but it's the
we
first round.
We lost our future with that.
Yeah.
And if Jimmy Haslam is still going to be the owner and wants to be involved all the time and it's his team, he can do what he wants, we're never going to have a good team. We're never going to have a good coaching staff. And that's the problem. We've had so many head coaches because Jimmy Haslam wants to run this team. Jimmy Haslam has to be the owner of this team and step aside.
All right, Bob. Tell an owner of the team to step aside and not be involved. There are very few who aren't involved. To some extent.
I do not.
To some extent. You own the team. You're allowed to be involved.
Can we be totally honest? Like, if you own a team and it's your money, if you own a business and it's your money going into the business, don't you want to know what's going on? And don't you want to have some sort of say?
You know what I?
I think it's. We all sit here and go, "Well, we just wanted to be an owner." Randy Lerner was that guy, and everybody hated him. All Randy wanted to do spend money and hire the right people.
Sing it.
People hated Randy, for
grief
that.
Because he was detached. He caught grief.
No, you want an owner that's going to be mad when you're mad. That's what you want. But at the end of the day, it's their money. What if it was your money?
You know the idea that I like? If you're the owner of an NFL team, tell your general manager, your search committee, made up of football people, you guys handle this. Get me three guys, and I'm sitting in on the second interview.
Yeah.
That's it. You guys narrow it down.
It's coming out of my checkbook.
You guys narrow it down, and I'll be there for the second interviews. I truly don't need the ownership being there, you know, checking every coordinator and blah, 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 blah. And nothing against the Haslams. They made their money elsewhere. Not in, you know, Jimmy wasn't coaching football his whole life. He doesn't know football like those guys know. But he knows how to run a business. So bring him in for the second interview. And I don't mean just that for the Haslams. That's what I'd do if I was any NFL owner. You guys go get me three guys. Get me two guys. Whoever you think. And then I'd love to meet with them. And then we'll pick.
I'm down with it. Makes sense.
I like the idea. But
I think people are naive to think that if you own a business, you don't want to know what's going on. You're just, oh, here's my money and just go do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's not realistic.
It's
not
naive.
Realistic. Yeah. Randy's in Tampa, Florida.
Randy!
Home of new offensive coordinators. Go ahead, Randy.
Randy!
Hey, good afternoon. Well, I'm sorry. Good morning, guys.
It's all right.
Hey, I don't see, if I'm John Harbaugh, I don't want to come to Cleveland. I don't see that. Yesterday, all over the media and print media and voice media, I heard, oh, my God, the Haslams need to just back the truck up and promise him whatever he wants and do this and do that. If you had the privilege of coaching Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson for 18 years, why would you want to come here?
I think it's funny that people say this.
Whatever, and coach whatever this is.
Well, I tell you why. Because he's from Toledo. His family's Browns fans growing up as a kid. And maybe that was one of his dreams, was to coach the Browns or to be a part of the Browns organization.
That's what I said yesterday,
that's
Andy.
That's the only,
it's the intangibles that would bring Harbaugh to Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you sit up there and all of a sudden you're standing at the dais. Thanks, in front, man, of the Browns symbol. And it's, you know, you're, hey, this is my dream. This was my family's dream. We loved the Browns growing up, and this is why. But I just think that's just like a thin piece of the resume, though.
I agree.
To get
it would be the intangibles.
Yes.
That get him to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I grew up a Browns fan. My mom's from Cleveland.
It's why we think we have a shot at Gruden, too, right?
That's exactly
it's the same thing.
Because if I'm John Harbaugh, I'm picking other jobs. Picking other jobs.
I would, too.
Would you? 216-474-0092, Terry Pluto, plaindealercleveland.com, coming up at 11:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.